All right, everyone, we are now joined by today's NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race winner, Shane Van Gisbergen, driver of the number 9 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Shane, congratulations. This is your 6th career NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series win, and you also led a career-high 66 laps today. Talk about how you were able to have such a dominant drive.
Thank you. Pretty amazing day. Right from the start, I could feel that the changes of the car were better and kind of just was able to manage the gap at the start. And, yeah, we flipped both stages trying to keep the track position, and I was a bit surprised that the one car didn't at the second stage. So yeah, then it was kind of just fuel save mode and trying to manage, and but yeah, car was amazing. So pretty cool day for Superfile with MotoGP results, and then today, and then yeah, just thank you to Junior Motorsports and Chevy. It's always fun to drive such a good car.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here in the middle.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. You think Junior Motorsports saw that you got to give Dale Jr. a little ride? Not something you get to do every day, I assume?
Nah, I haven't done that with him before. And his little daughter, I think it was Nicole in there. And yeah, I wanted to do more skids, but she didn't. So we just cruised to victory lane. But yeah, pretty special to have him in the car and to drive for his team. He's a pretty amazing person and can see how hands-on and invested he still is in the team. And yeah, you can see how stoked he is for all the guys. It's pretty cool to, yeah, as I said, drive for him, but share those moments with such a cool person and team. And yeah, I love driving for them every chance I get.
We'll go up here to Bob in the front.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. How would you characterize the day? Like, were you pleased with Cup qualifying, even though you weren't on the pole?
Nah, my car was pretty subpar, to put it nicely. We definitely need to improve it. It was a bit of a struggle, really. I'm not sure how much Group 1 affected us. Obviously, we were pretty reasonable out of Group 1, and there were some good cars in there. But, yeah, people smoked us in Group 2, so we need to make some improvements, but in the areas we can adjust, we can make big improvements. So, yeah, it's just the magnitude of how much to go. But, yeah, we've had bad cars before and made them come alive on Sunday, and pretty confident my guys can make it better. And, yeah, should be a bit of fun trying to move forward.
Do they know what to improve, or do you have to go, or does... Obviously, they couldn't really touch the car until tomorrow morning. So, like, now do you have to go and talk to them?
No, I was able to download as much as I could, and especially not getting the pole gave us a bit more time. But, yeah, I try and do it straight away because I forget after doing another whole race. I forget what happened. So, yeah, I gave as much detail as I could earlier today.
Yeah. We'll go here in the middle.
Brian Twain, Bleacher Nation for Best Source Media. Shane, over that last run, it seemed like you and Connor were kind of swapping fastest lap times. So I guess how much of that run were you saving? And is there anything that you can take away from this race in terms of Connor's strategy by not flipping the stages and transfer it over into the Cup race tomorrow?
Yeah, it was interesting. He obviously got there in stage 2, and I kind of had a bit of a feel of what pace he had. And then stage 3 was an unknown. And then I felt like I had him covered. And then they were giving me his lap times every lap, and I'm like, okay, he's backed off, and I kind of match my pace. And then Brendan would say, oh, he's 6 tenths faster that lap. I said, oh, little bugger, he's picked it up, and I had to go faster again. So you're kind of just trying to match the gap in the mirror and try and do what he's doing. And I didn't know if he was saving for the end or not, or how much in trouble I was with fuel, but I tried to just manage my fuel the whole run and, yeah, keep the pace even. But, yeah, I think I learned a lot with the tires and how they feel and how much you can use them. The surface is very difficult here, how black it is and dark. It's very hot under the sun. You know, the sun was right above us today, so it makes the track super greasy and slick. So yeah, it's worthwhile doing, learning how to manage the tires for sure.
Go to the right.
Crystal Clay Racing Refresh. At this point, do you feel like the gap is getting closer of the whole field, or are you still finding ways to get ahead?
I think it's a bit of both, yeah. I certainly feel everyone's really good, and they always have been, but I'm learning too. Like, I'm learning what I want from the O'Reilly car and also my Cup car. I'm developing that to be more to my style as well. So, yeah, hopefully I'm improving as much as they're catching up, I guess, yeah.
Do we have additional questions for Shane? Go here in the middle.
A lot of drivers will call Sonoma a rhythm racetrack. You've won here plenty of times now. I'm just curious, of the tracks you've raced on, where does Sonoma rank road course-wise and what makes it fun for you?
It's certainly up there. Yeah, it's a really good track and rewarding when you're in sync with the car. And I've had it every year I've come here in whatever class I was racing. I've had some really good cars, and that cup car I had last year was excellent. But yeah, once you get out of rhythm from seven all the way down the hill, it's hard to recover. You really need to be precise and have a car that can change direction well. So yeah, when you get it right and you're driving well, it's one of the best driving experiences you can have.
Any final questions for Shane?
Not to relive a bad memory, but you know, last week you were subject to a wreck that wasn't of your own doing. So does that present you some trepidation in your strategy and trying to maintain like track position out front instead of potentially like flipping and then winding up being in the pack on a restart?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the tough thing. You want to score stage points, but then you can bury yourself in the pack. So you can't really strategize around it. You got to, I mean, we were at the front of the pack last week and it happened, you know, so it's just one of those things. It's racing, and in the Cup Series, it's crazy every restart and every big moment like that, everyone's fighting for everything they can get. So you kind of just got to manage it yourself, and it's risk versus reward as always.
All right. Well, Shane, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.